Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem. Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness. Right. Super Bowl, a World Series, they don't know what pressure is. In this building, it's either kill or be killed. Right. You make no friends in the pits and you take no prisoners. No prisoners. 1 minute, you're up half a million in soybeans, and the next, boom, your kids don't go to college and they've repossessed your Bentley. Are you with me?
Hello and welcome to Turner's Take Podcast. I'm your host, Craig Turner, author of the Turner's Take newsletter, broker here at Daniels Trading, which is now a StoneX company. We work with hedgers, speculators, online trading, broker-assisted, hybrid. We have managed programs. We have cash programs. We can do physical, OTC, accumulators, all that good stuff. If you have any questions on your client here, want to know more about what we're doing, or if you hear something on this podcast and want to have it work for your account, give me a call, 800-958-9470. If you're not a client here and be interested in working with us and all our different product lines and what we specialize in, feel free to give me a call. If you like the newsletter, or if you like the podcast, please recommend it. It is free. It's how we reach people. And if you haven't rated it on iTunes yet, please do so. As for the newsletter, you can always go to turnerstake.com and check it out there. Or you can text number 33777, 33777 with the message Turner, and you can get it that way too. So let's take a look here. We are on the holiday week. It's only a four-day week. Hope everyone had a very nice Christmas period. We've got, I thought it was going to be slow. It's not. It actually was pretty busy yesterday, and now the prices today in the grain markets at least have taken everyone back. We'll focus on it in a second. I just want to spend 1 minute on the macro markets. Not a whole lot going on in the macro markets. There is the relief bill, the coronavirus relief bill, which, you know, the Congress is figuring out how much money they're going to spend, and that will have some kind of inflationary pressures on the market. It can't be good for the dollar. The metals should go up. It also should help commodities and hard assets overall. So that is the backdrop of the week. What's more important, though, especially in the grain markets, is going to be two things are happening right now. I mean, as I speak, soybeans are up over 20 cents. Corn's trying to go up 10. I had a target on March corn at 460. I thought we'd get there in February because of, you know, hot and dry weather and the effects of a smaller South American crop and price rationing for the U.S. crop. But here we are, end of December, and we're already there, so I kind of have to rethink our target for old crop corn. Soybeans, I still think we're going into the teens, so we aren't quite there yet. But two things have happened this week. In the short term, the Argentina strike looks like it's ending. But just because it's ending doesn't mean, you know, this flood of grain now comes back to the export market. I mean, there isn't a ton of grain to export out of Brazil. The United States is still the only game in town. And even when they get Argentina up and running, doesn't mean there's going to be, just flowing grain through over the world, too. There's still going to be need for exports to come to the United States. Also, farmers in Argentina have been tight-fisted. They may let go of some now, but you got to remember, inflation isn't an issue there. Where inflation can, depending on the year, can range from 25% to 35%, and when you have that, you got to have grains at very high prices for farmers to let go of it. Which we may be there now, but even if they wanted to push all this grain out of the country, it wouldn't happen immediately. Two, now that eventually does end, but two, the real thing here is the market, The weather doesn't look great, and it continues not to look great. And unless we get some real soaking rains in South America, especially Argentina, production's going to be lower. And I think we're getting to the point now in the calendar where if things don't change in the forecast, and I'm talking a matter of weeks, not a matter of months anymore, a matter of weeks or days, we're going to have lower production. And the longer it stays hot and dry, the lower that production's going to be. I think the market's now realizing that. On top of that, and related, is the price rationing. We are at tight stocks. So what's going to have to happen now, If the market is accepting that, we're going to have lower production, we're going to have tight stocks, and quite honestly, we can't have normal demand because there's not enough grain to go around. We need to encourage A, price rationing on the demand side, all right, rationing demand through higher prices, and two, encouraging as many acres as possible to be planted in the United States this spring. That is the job of the market now. So you gotta, if soybeans do go to 13 or into the 13s, where should corn be? Very hard for corn to, the corn to soybean ratio, let's say it's 2.6, $13 beans divided by 2.6. That means old crop corn should be 5. And I do think soybeans are going to be, I think we're going to be in the mid 13s. I wouldn't be shocked if we went to 14 at some point. Even if it was a 2.7 carry, 2.7 price ratio of $14 soybeans, that implies old crop should be about 5.10, 5.15, 5.20. So those are the new possible targets. I'm not saying we're getting there, but we did. I wrote an article a couple of months ago on our price outlook for 2021 corn. It hit it today for the old crop. I still think soybeans can go higher. It has higher room to run. Corn has definitely come up faster than I thought it would. But this is the, when you look at the market here, it is an orderly, it's been an or for the most part been an orderly rally. Bean oil, we've been saying for a while, the way things are going, it could go to 45 or higher. This was back when it was in the mid 30s. Now we're at 41, 42 cents a pound. Still think we can go to 45 cents or higher. Reason being, we have a global shortage in world vegetable oil. And quite honestly, most of the world vegetable oils, like sun oil, so sunflower, palm, and canola, they're mostly produced, those oil seeds are mostly produced in the northern hemisphere. So we're not going to get another crack at getting back supply until the fall for those. And we're already projected for tight stocks. What we have a lot of, and what is the cheapest right now, and what can be produced in the southern hemisphere is soybeans and soybean oil, and that's not going so great. So I do think soybean oil continues to catch up to the world vegetable oils and continues to make highs. I think we could be up to 40, 45 or higher by the end before you know it. Soybeans right now, it's 12:35. We got another 40, 45 minutes until we stop trading here. And soybeans are up 30, 28 cents. What's corn up? Corn's up 9 to 10. So where could corn, let's talk corn real quick. It's going to be real interesting. Keep an eye on the spread markets now, like March versus May, May versus July, July versus December. Get, the basis is strengthening. Export prices at the Gulf are strengthening. That's going to be a good indication to see how price rationing is going. And also, we have to bring up the price of old crop. So Dease is 430. That was really my next target on making a sale in new crop. But if old crop goes to $5 or 520, then Dease would probably have to go to 440 or 450 in that case. What is interesting is to the market has two jobs. On old crop, you got to price old crop high enough to shut down demand or really ration demand, and then you got to price new crop high enough to get as many acres or and expand acres. So November beans, almost $11. I think we hit 10.99 today, and Dease corn 4.30. Let's see what that price ratio is. I'm just gonna make the math easy on myself. 11 divided by 4.30. That's a 2.55. Considering how tight beans are, I think new crop beans have to expand a little bit against the new crop corn to get the acres that we desperately need for the soybean market. So that'll be interesting too. If soybeans do go up to $13, $14, that puts $11.50 in the new crop soybeans in play. If I'm sorry, if March corn can get to 5 or higher, that puts 450 in play for Dease. I'm not a buyer today. I think we're seeing no one wants to be short heading into the end of the year. I think we've got some low volume. I think we've got some strong basis and cash plays going on. Funds and traders and big funds probably want to be long heading into the end of the year and also into the WASDE report. But this is bullish. There's no doubt about it. It's hard. It's tough to jump in here, but it is without a pullback. But the pullbacks are going to be shallow, I think. I think, you know, we could go, because the if you look at the stock to usage ratio for soybeans, which is at 4%, 3%, that implies $13 to $14 soybeans. If corn gets, corn's probably trading where the carryout is, so it's what's going to have to drive it higher, will just probably be the cash market and the spread market. So it's very exciting. It's very interesting. I wasn't even planning on doing a podcast today, but I did want to come up here. I mean, the fact that we're up 30 cents almost in soybeans now warranted some kind of attention. I am in the office all week. If you're interested in somehow getting long the grain markets, there's still room to run in this market. I definitely wouldn't short it. If you're a farmer and looking to make cash sales, I get it. I do like buying call spreads and financing them with short puts on a buyback strategy. If that's too risky for you, and you want and you know you're storing your grain and you want to sell it in the summer, look at those courage calls. We can buy something out of the money, and if we hit that target, you make the cash sale, still hold on to the call. That's interesting. As for the spec player out there, some of these spreads might get real interesting, like buying the March and selling the May. The March month is a U.S. export month, and the May month is really a South American export month. So if we have to price ration in the United States the U.S. crop before the South American harvest, you would think the March in corn and in soybeans would really start to gain on the May in corn and soybeans. So on be an interesting spec trade, I think, heading out here, if you don't want to be outright long the futures, or if you don't want to do some kind of combo of buying a call spread and selling a put spread. I realize being long soybeans isn't for everyone. If you do like trading futures, maybe getting long. Nice thing about bean oil is about the same size, like in total contract value, as corn. So it's kind of a way to get long soybeans, but have it move more like corn than like soybeans in terms of the volatility and how fast it can go up and also down. So I think I'd take a look at that too. What's also very interesting here that isn't getting a lot of play is the spreads in the wheat. You take a look at hard red winter wheat. We are going to have lower stocks. It looks like production is just going to be okay. Demand's very strong. Chicago wheat, we're probably going to expand acres. We're going to have a better yield. Demand's not going to be as strong for the soft red winter wheat as the hard red winter wheat. So we're going to have a situation in the grain markets where it looks like hard red winter wheat stocks tightening, soft red winter wheat stocks actually loosening. You would think July Kansas City wheat, which is around 23, 24 cents under Chicago, would go to even and eventually, maybe, you know, in September, December, or the contracts in 22 would actually go positive. And I wouldn't be shocked if this is the year where Kansas City, or the next marketing year, is when Kansas City goes from basically under Chicago, 30 cents under, to 30 cents over. So that's a very interesting market too on the spread trading side. So if you are a producer, there are most likely there are higher prices. I know it's hard to sell, especially when it is your income, right, for the year. So I do like the if you do need to make cash sales, I do like the idea of buying call spreads and selling a put to finance. Today's probably not the day to do it. We will get a pullback as fast as these markets can come up. They can also come back down. Same thing with corn. Wheat looks very good here too, and I like the Kansas City over the Chicago. Grains are probably the best story in town right now, in all the markets, and have the most upside probably going on for the next couple of months. So if you have any questions, you want to put together a marketing plan, if you're a trader, you want to try to get some exposure to these markets, let me know. We can talk that out, find a good risk reward and exposure to get into them. It is not too late. If we really are at a 3% stock to usage ratio in soybeans, then just looking at years past, we could easily go up another dollar in the soybean market and 50 cents in the corn. And that's just all I'm doing is looking at projected stock to use ratios and where we've seen these prices go in the past. what the market has had to do to, one, slow down demand, and two, attract new acres. So, again, give me a call. My number here is 312-706-7610. Hope everyone had a nice Christmas. Have a happy new year. We are open Wednesday and Thursday this week. Today's Tuesday. We will be closed. It's a full day on New Year's Eve on Thursday. We will be closed New Year's Day. Then everything gets back to normal next week in January of the new year. So good luck, everyone. Have a safe and happy holiday. And if you want to get involved in the grain markets or need help with your cash marketing or just want to put together a trading plan for the spec or hedge side, give us a call. Alrighty, take it easy, everyone, and I'll talk to you soon.
This material is conveyed as a solicitation for entering into a derivatives transaction. This material has been prepared by a Daniels trading broker who provides research market commentary and trade recommendations as part of his or her solicitation for accounts and solicitation for trades. Daniels Trading, its principals, brokers, and employees may trade in derivatives for their own accounts or for the accounts of others. Due to various factors such as risk tolerance, margin requirements, trading objectives, short-term versus long-term strategies, technical versus fundamental market analysis, and other factors, such trading may result in the initiation or liquidation of positions that are different from or contrary to the opinions and recommendations contained therein. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future performance. The risk of loss in trading futures contracts or commodity options can be substantial, and therefore investors should understand the risks involved in taking leveraged positions and must assume responsibility for the risks associated with such investments and for their results. You should carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your circumstances and financial resources. You should read the risk disclosure accessed at www.danielstrading.com. Daniels Trading is not affiliated with, nor does it endorse any trading system, newsletter, or similar service. Daniels Trading does not guarantee or verify any performance claims made by such systems or services.